The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
We are all aware that there are certain times set aside in our lives for simcha, where one should rejoice and be happy. And also there are certain occasions or certain happenings in our life which also evoke a great simcha. For example, the times of simcha, the Shabbos, there are Yom Tevim of the Regolim, Shleish Regolim, the Pesach, and Shavuos and Sukkos. Mora brings that at the time of a person's chasana, when he gets married, Yem Chasunose, Yem Simchas Liboy, the day of the rejoicing of his heart. If a person is eichet to have a son, a daughter, a bris milo, David HaMelech wrote, Sosa Nechi Bimrasecho, that it brings great joy on your commandment of the Bris Milo. And also, if someone comes into new acquisitions, or he has brocha, he has success in his businesses, these are certain occasions which evoke joy and happiness. We make a brocha, shecheyonu, or ateva meitiv. In last week's parsha, Parsha's Kisove, the Torah there, in regards to simcha, tells us a chidush, something unique. It states in Vorim Chof Ches Posuk Mem Zayin, Tachas Asher Leavareto Es Hashem Elekecho V'Simcha U'Vetuv Leivov Meirov Kol. This Posuk is written by the Teichachos, the rebuke, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking Klal Yisrael, and he's telling them, heaven forbid, what will come upon them when they turn away from the Torah. And this Posuk states as follows, that one of the reasons why all of these misfortunes will come upon you is because you did not tachas asher le'avadeto, you did not serve me, you did not serve the Lord your God with a great happiness and goodness of heart, may they call, when you had so much. Now that posuk does not refer, that sentence is not referring to any particular time. It's not referring to Sukkot, where it states Chag Simchoseinu. It's not referring to any particular occasion or happening. Rather, it merely states Tachas Asher Lo'avadeto. The word avadeto means serve, that you did not serve me. The Gemara in Masechta Erechin and Daf Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph, the Gemara states as follows, Minayin le'ikos shiras levi'im meha Torah. How do we know from the Torah that the Levim were supposed to sing in the Beis HaMikdosh? Does not state this explicitly anywhere. There was a mitzvah that the Levim at the time of the Korbonis, the sacrifices were being brought, when the wine was being brought on the altar, the Levim would sing. doesn't state this explicitly in the Torah. How do we know this? That this is a mitzvah min haTorah? The Gemara brings this posuk, Tachas asher lo avadeto, because you did not serve me, b'simcha u'betuv levov, with simcha and with goodness of heart. Now, this Gemara seems somewhat obscure. And we see that this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing his finger at Klal Yisrael because they did not serve him. This is not, in this manner, this is not a hidur mitzvah merely. Because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, this is one of the reasons why I'm bringing all of this misfortunes on, these misfortunes on you. And the explanation is the word avadato comes from the word avoda. Avoda is from the word eved. When we serve the Almighty as a servant serves his master, as a subject serves his king. When is that? That is the time of mitzvahs. Because when we do a mitzvah, we are fulfilling a command. The word mitzvah means command. We are fulfilling the word of the metzavah, the one who is commanding the metzuvah, the one who is being commanded. There, the Almighty demanded that we fulfill this with simcha uvetuv levov, with joy and goodness of heart. And the sages tell us that avoda refers to all mitzvahs, but specifically it referred to the mitzvahs of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore we see that in the Beis HaMikdash specifically we had to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a joy and a goodness of heart. And where was that? And the Gemara explains, where is there joy and goodness of heart? That's when a person sings. Where was there singing at the time of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? From here we see that the Shiras HaLevim, the singing of the Levim, have a source in the Torah. So therefore sure there had to be Simcha. But the word Avoda is not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. It refers to Asiyas Kol HaMitzvahs, the fulfillment of all of the mitzvahs. And the sages tell us it refers also specifically to tefillah, to prayer. Because tefillah is b'mokom avoda. The tefillah, the prayer, is styled and derived from the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. States v'avadetem, v'avadetem b'chol levavcha, v'avadetem b'levavchem, that you shall serve as a servant to Hashem with all of your heart. Where does a servant serve with all of his heart? Eviyem ezu tefillah. And all of our tefillahs are designed according to the sacrifices. The morning tefillah is because of the morning sacrifice. The tefillah shachris, the tomid shel shachar, the afternoon tefillah mincha, the tomid shel ben aboyim. So therefore that certainly must also be with simcha uvetuv levov. So from this we learn, not like one commonly thinks, that the time for rejoicing are those times set in the side in the Torah for rejoicing. The Chagim, the Shabbosish, the birth of a son. We always wish people of Simchas. We should meet on Simchas, on happy occasions. But here the Torah tells us, Tachas Asher le'avadetu as Hashem elekecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry because you did not serve him b'simcha v'tuv levav, with joy and with goodness of heart, gladness of heart. I wasn't referring that at the bris you weren't happy, at the bar mitzvah you weren't happy, but that you, when you came to serve me as an eved l'rabbi, as a servant to a king, when you served me in the Beis HaMikdash, when you served me with your mitzvahs, when you served me with your tefillah, the tefillah there was, the mitzvahs there were, sacrifices there were, but simcha v'tum levav, but joy and gladness of heart there was not. And again, I would think those are not necessarily time for simcha. Simcha, it's a bris milah, a chasana. And even if one does not fulfill this with simcha, all right. So he lacks, perhaps, in the hidur of the mitzvah. But here we're speaking where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the worst misfortunes and punishments on the people. And he gives this as one of the prime reasons. Doesn't say because you did not serve me. They served him, but without simcha and gladness of heart. And from here we see a great chidush, something very unique. That mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, and all tefillah, and all avodah has to be done also with simcha and goodness of heart. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vov, Halacha Chof, there he's discussing the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that one is supposed to rejoice on the Chagim. One second. The Rambam defines for us what is Simcha, what is this exercise, and he writes as follows: to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha does not mean that a person should become folly, he should become drunk, he should become lightheaded. Because to become drunk, to become very, very folly and lightheaded, eino simcha, that's not simcha. Ela heiles v'sichlus. He says that's emptiness. That's nonsense. That's foolishness. V'leinitz tavinu ala heiles v'sichlus. And we were not commanded on that. What kind of simcha were we commanded on? Ela simcha shiyesh bo avedes yetzer hakol. We were commanded on a simcha which has avoda, which has servitude in it to Hashem. As it states, Tachas Asher lo avadetu as Hashem elekecho b'simcha v'tuv levov merev kol. You did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Kol amadetu shahaveda b'simcha. So we see that the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be with simcha. V'yev shalavei is Hashem, let me take schaik, let me take kalas reish, let me take shikros. You can't serve a king if you're drunk. You can't serve a king with foolishness. And we were commanded on a simcha to serve the Almighty with the simcha. So we see that's not simcha. But simcha is with a great joy and a great delight and happiness of the heart. Similar to this, he writes in Perches at the end of Hilchos Lulav. Hasimcha shiyisameich odem ba'asiyas hamitzvah. The joy which a person has when he fulfills a mitzvah, uba'avas hakel, and the joy that he has from loving the Almighty, shetziva behen, and loving his mitzvahs which we are commanded in, avoda gedeilohu. It's not merely simcha. This is a great avoda. This is servitude to the Almighty. And whoever refrains from such a simcha, he will have to give din and cheshbon. He will have to give reason as to why. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us for that. As it states, Tachas Asher Le'avadato Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav. We find further at the beginning of the second parak in Masechet Shvachim, Kol HaKorbanos She'Kibul Daman, when it came to bringing the sacrifices, the Kahanim, first the animal would be shechted, he would be slaughtered, then the blood would be carried over to the Mizbeach, to the altar. It states, Kol HaKorbanos She'Kibul Daman Zor Ve'Einein. Is possible. If a Kohen is an Onen, heaven forbid, an Onen means that he had a loss that day of a close relative of the family, then he is not allowed to partake in the sacrifice. And if he does, it becomes possible, he disqualifies the sacrifice. Aninus is possible. Because this is avoda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to come and serve him mitech atzvus, with sadness and depression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like depression, and he rejects it. And therefore, a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash that's depressed, it's impossible for him not to be depressed that day. He's not allowed to partake in the sacrifice. And if he does, he disqualifies it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects the sacrifice. Because it has to be done with simcha, with the rejoicing of the heart. And the reason for this is very simple. Because a true eved, a true servant, when he comes to serve his master, no master likes a servant that is depressed. No master likes a servant that goes around with a long face. And if the master is a noble man, then the servant has to be very, very happy that he has the privilege to serve such a nobleman. And how much more so if he's a servant of a king or of a mighty king. One has no right to show sadness in the presence of a king. Then how much more so Melech Malchei Hamlochim, where one comes and has the great privilege to serve the Almighty, and he's in the presence of the Almighty. Because these mitzvahs he gave only to Yisrael. And this Avedas Beis HaMikdash, to serve in his Beis HaMikdash, was given only to Yisrael. And the Zchus HaTfila to come and to be mispalel, to appeal to him, Who else has this privilege? Where he can come to him at all times and speak to him. Then how much more so must he be elated, ecstatic with his audience? And what kind of insult it is to the king if he comes in his presence being depressed and down. And on this principle, the Baal Mesilas Yesharim, Ramei Shechaim Letzatoi, elaborates in his Sharah Hasidus Perek Yutes, and he brings the posuk Tachas Asher Lo Avarato As Hashem Elokecha, and he writes Umotzinu Shenisraim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yisrael Mipnei Shechosru Tanai Zeh Bavaydosam, and we see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu complained against Israel because they lacked this condition when they came to serve him. And he brings many, many examples and many, many sources to this. And we will quote some. One source he brings is from Tehillim, Perek Kuf, Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, b'elefonav b'renonu. This is in Mizmor Lesoda. It states Ivdu. Not you should be b'simcha when there's what we call a simcha, but Ivdu when you come to serve the Almighty. When we come to do our mitzvahs before Him, we must be b'simcha. B'elefonav b'renonu. You must come to him with great song and joy. You must come in his presence. And the Targum says, and the reason for this is the next posuk. Ki Hashem hu elokim hu asonu, v'le anachdu amoy, because he has made us and we are his nation. V'tzei marishai. And the Targum says, palchu kodem Hashem bechedvo. How must you serve the Almighty? With a great gladness. Also kadmai bitushbachna, come before him with great praise. And that the Medrash Shochetov, and this posuk says, Omar Abivu, Kishiti Eimed Lispalel, when you come before Hashem, and you mispalel, you daven before him, Yehelibcho Someach Olecho, your heart must be full of joy, Sha'atom Mispalel Elokim, She'en Kayetziboy, that you have the right to daven, to pray to a God, a king, that there is no equal to. Your heart must be full of joy. Mentioned many times in one of the slichus, it states that the angels will carry our prayers to the Almighty. And in old days, many, many centuries ago, there was a great machlekes, a great dispute, if one is allowed to say that slichus. And there was those that held it must be removed. Why? What does it mean the angels will carry our prayers to the Almighty? We don't give our prayers to the Almighty, to the angels. We don't pray to the angels. Maybe other nations. Not us. We have the pass to go straight to the Almighty. So what does that mean? And therefore, a person, when does he get a chance to have an audience with a king? Most people never in a lifetime. Some maybe once in a lifetime. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Israel, I'm close to you whenever you call to me. Even before you call to me, Term Yikru Ani Aneh, I'm here to answer. Whatever you want, come and speak to me. And therefore, Rabbi said, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tefillah or with a mitzvah, it will be a great insult if you are sad. When you stand before Hashem to be mispalal yelibcho sameach alecho, your heart should be full of joy. Shato mispalal elakim she'en kayetzibo, that you have this chus, the great privilege to be mispalal to Hashem, which he has no equal. And the Mesillas Yesharim adds to this, Ki zei si ha-simcha amitis. He says, this is the true simcha. She'libay shel odem oleis al shehu zeichel lave lifnei odem yisborach. The true simcha is that a person feels how privileged he is to be able to serve the Almighty. She'ein kamayhu, that there is no equal to. To serve him with his mitzvahs, to daven before him, belasek b'toreisei u'b'mitzvosei, she'im ha'shlemes amitis ba'ayokar ha'netzach. Anitzchi. That there can be no greater privilege to study his Torah and to fulfill his mitzvahs than this must, he says, bring the greatest joy and simcha to a person. If it doesn't, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tachas asher lo avarato, you served me, but with a sadness. And he brought great misfortune on Israel. Another source he brings, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Tes, Yismach Yisrael be'esov, b'nei Yitzion yogil v'malkom. Israel should rejoice over he who has created them. They should be ecstatic over their king. Another source, in Tehillim Ein Aleph, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Teraneino sfosai ki azamru loch. Dovra Melech said, my lips will sing out to you. My lips will call in joy, and I will sing out to you. V'nafshi asher podniso, you have redeemed and elevated my soul. And the Mesillas Yesharim explains, Kol kacha yiso misgaberes bekirbay, hasimcha eitel David. David was so full of joy when he would come to speak to Hashem. He came to do a mitzvah. And you should know, David HaMelech, many people say, they feel, we all feel, look, when things will be right, I'll be full of joy. Things will be good. But now there's too much sorrow. Now we've got problems. People, heaven forbid, they got problems with children. They got problems with business. We say the economy is down. And there's problems in South Africa. There's problems all over. You should know, Dovr HaMelech, there was no one that had more problems than him. It states in the Medrash that three measures of Yesudim, three measures of Tzoros came into the world, and one third was given to Dovr. He had a life full of tzoros. He was a fugitive most of his life. Before he became king, his brothers hated him. When he was designed to be king, Shaul tried to kill him. Once he became king, he had all his political battles and whatnot. So we're talking here where it states, Shleisha Chelke Yesurim Nishkalku. Yesurim, Tzoros was divided into three ways, and one third was given to David. Yet, Kol kacho yisom yisgaberes bikirba asimcha etel David. When David would come to do a mitzvah and come to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the simcha would be so great. Shekvar hasfosayim hoyu misnanos me'aleihem. That his lips would sing by themselves. Umeranenes b'yes esik b'tfilosof. The song and the tilim that he wrote would come out by themselves. Bechol zeh migodl hislavus. Nafshei shehoyosom ishaletes b'simcha lefonav. And this was because of the great elevation of his soul. And that's why he said, v'nafshi atopodiso. You have elevated my soul. My soul comes out to meet you, to reach you. Therefore, teranenos fosai. My lips sing out to you. Ki azamro loch. I shall always sing to you. Shlema HaMelech, his son, wrote in Shah Shirim, Derech Moshel, as a parable, he wrote, Moshcheni acharecho norutzo. The parable is a king. Rashi explains, king wants a bride. And he sends his servant to the bride, to the young lady, to find out discreetly if she would be interested. So she says, Moshcheni acharecho norutzo. If you draw me to you, I will come and run to you. It's written Beloshen Rabim, the Mefarshim say, but it's really referring singular. That's only because of the prose. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is by Yisrael. Is all I had to do was intimate to Yisrael that I'm interested in them, and they came running after me. Moshcheni acharecho, norutzo, heviani amelech hadorov. And when the king brought her into his inner chambers, nogila venismach aboch, I came to great rejoicing in him. So the Mesillas Yesharim writes, kol ma shezocho ha'odom likon neshese lifnim. As a person grows in Torah, and he grows in mitzvahs, and he grows in serving Hashem, chesed with Stockholm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals more to him. He brings him closer to him. He brings him into his inner chambers. A king, when you come to see a king, you see the king in the outer chambers. Only those who are very close does he bring into the inner chambers. And the closer a person comes to Hashem, the more he brings them into his inner chambers. Heviani amelech hadorov. The king brought me into his inner chambers. And he shows him more of his splendor. And the more a person sees of the splendor of the Almighty, yeseh tigdal bei hasimcha, then the greater his joy must become. The more wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him, Heviani HaMelech Chadorov, the king brought me to his inner chambers, Nogila v'nismach aboch, the greater the simcha that the person must have in Hashem, v'libol sos b'kirbay, and he comes to this great simcha. And then he brings one more source on that. When David saw that when the people were preparing to donate to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, they did it with such a great simcha. They didn't just give, but with a simcha to give, that they had this great schus. He said a tefillah that this madrega, this level, should always remain with you. And this is what he said in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Pasuk Chof Tes, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Va'ato Amcho Hanimtzous Pei Re'isi B'Simcha Lisnadev Loch Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yisrael Aveseinu Shomer Zeis Le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that the way you are doing his mitzvahs today, that should always remain with you. That when you come to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you give to who he commands you to give to, it should always be with a great joy. This refers to avoda, the fulfilling of mitzvahs, the serving of Hashem. When it comes to Torah, the study of Torah, this for sure has to be with a great joy. And this we've elaborated many times on before. We just mentioned 2 points on this. David HaMelech said, Lulei seiros choshashuai ozavarati be'onyi. He said, I have a life of such suffering, such a difficult life, but it was your Torah that held me through. I had such joy and such tanug when I studied your Torah, that kept me from becoming broken. Not for your Torah, which was my greatest delight, my greatest joy, ozavarati be'onji, I would have become a broken man from my suffering. And the Gemara brings another example. The Gemara brings in Perek HaYoshon Sechta Sukkah Dav Kof Ches. We quoted this Gemara not long ago. The Gemara says that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, 80 great disciples. Gadol Shebekulan, Reb Yenison ben Uziel. The greatest was Yenison ben Uziel. Kotan Shebekulan was Reb Yechim ben Zakkai. Yechim ben Zakkai was the smallest. So the Gemara asks, and Yenison ben Uziel, if he was so great, give us an example of this greatness. So the Gemara says, when he used to sit and learn, kol eif shepereach olav miyad nisraf. He used to sit and learn Torah. We used to teach Torah. If a bird would fly overhead, it would become consumed in fire. Tesvis is bothered with why. Why would the bird become consumed in fire? So he says, Shahadvorim smechim kinesinosum besinai. When a person learns Torah, and the Torah is a Torah's emes, he comes to the truth of Torah, what he is doing is bringing into the world the same Torah which was given at Sinai. That Torah that was given at Sinai, since that was true Torah, was mole simcha, full of happiness. Benitno be'esh. And it was so full of simcha, it was on fire. Like we see that when Torah was given from Sinai, it came down with fire. when Yonos and Ben Israel were teach Torah, he came to the fullness of the Torah, which was given at Sinai. And he was bringing into the world that same Torah that was given. And that Torah was saturated with Simcha and was alive and burning. And therefore, Nebuchadnezzar, bird that would be flying over at that time, would be consumed in fire. See, so Tosfos tells us a principle. When you come, if the Torah you learn is not a Teres Emes, not a true Torah, it's a pilpul shel hevel. It's what the Gemara calls a lot of noise and nonsense. That's something else. But if a person learns Torah and he comes to the Torah's Emes, and that's what he brings into the world, that is the Metzias of Simcha, that's full of Simcha, and it even catches fire. That was the Torah that was given in Sinai when a fire came down from Har Sinai. If this is the case, if this is one how one has to approach the king, then how much more so in these days where we come to Rosh Hashanah and we come to Yom Kippur, and the sages tell us these are the days of Malchus HaYisborach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his kingship to this world. It's an example where a Melech Baliir, king, comes to visit a city. It's a great celebration in the city. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit every year the world. On the day of his creation, every year he comes to visit. And we have the obligation, the Gemara says, Lahamlich Hayisoy, to crown him. Because Ein Melech Belayam, there can be no king without a nation. A king must have a nation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be king in this world, not merely the king in the heavens, he has to have a nation that accepts him. If somebody, a great king, he conquers a land and he annexes it to become part of his sovereignty, he's not going to annihilate the people, because then he'll find that he's a king over the woods, he's a king over the animals. The greatness of the king is measured by the greatness of his nation. And somebody has to be mekabel malchus shamayim. Somebody has to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship into this world. And this is Klal Yisrael's job. And in particular on Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah is the time, the Gemara says, for malchus. And this is why that on Rosh Hashanah we sing all kind of praises to him. The Gemara says, Ma melech. A king you have to praise. So must we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in particular Israel. Because the nations of the world, they don't praise him. They don't accept his mitzvahs. They don't accept his as king. Look at the world we have and you'll see. They are idolaters.
most of them, or kafrim, they deny his existence, they deny his mitzvahs. And to Klal Yisrael, was given the mitzvah, Amzu Yotzati Tihilosi Isaperu. I created this nation that they should sing out my praises. And therefore, this has to be with a great joy and with a great simcha. The Gemara brings in brachas, Lishmaya el harino, and this is what we say in the Slichus, Lishmaya el harino ve'al atfilo. To listen to the joy and to the tfilo. She'ein tfilo el b'mokom rino. The tfilo to Hashem has to come where there is joy and song. And Rashi says, that's a beis haknesses. It's a shul or a beis hamedrash where many gather together and they sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, even though Rosh Hashanah is Yemei HaMishpat, days of judgment, and the Chazal tell us who is capable of standing before this great king with judgment to be judged, Mishpat. And therefore, a person has to stand before Hashem like a Talmud lifnei Rabbi, like a disciple before his Rebbe, with emo, with a fear, upachad, and a trepidation. And this is what we say in the Tfilos. V'chein tein pachticho auk Hashem elekeinu al kol ma'asecho ve'emoscho al kol ma'ashem roso. That let the fear of you and the trepidation go out through the whole world. And also, David HaMelech writes that when one comes to appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how must he appeal? David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Posu Gimel, Eshpeich lefonov sichi tzorosi lefonov agid. I will pour out. I will pour out my heart to the Almighty. My tzoros, I will explain to him. This is how one must come to Hashem. Nevertheless, one must also come to Hashem with a great simcha, even though there must be also the pachad and the emo, there must be a great simcha. Like it states in Tehillim, Gilo Berodo, we must approach a great king with fear, but at the same time we must take joy in the fact that we have the privilege to approach such a great king. This is very important all of the time, as we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed a finger to Klal Yisrael and he said, you served me in the Beis HaMikdash, you served me with your mitzvahs. But it was not done with joy and gladness of heart, especially in our times. This is very, very important, because today throughout the world we see enormous sufferings, enormous sorrows. The world, historians write, this century has seen more wars than history can remember. They give figures of 50 to 100 million people destroyed by war in this century. we see disputes, conflict, non-stop, non-stop. Israel has lived through one war after another war after another war after another war, non-stop. Jews are depressed. Easy times, the complaining are not there anymore. I come to visit America. You don't see the lightness, the glitter that you used to see. You see a cloud. And Time magazine already 5 years ago, 6-7 years ago, wrote, observed this, said the vanishing of the American dream, where every generation automatically took it that they would have everything the previous generation and more, because this was the way. He says it's vanished. Now, in America, the most precious thing is a job. Big corporate people, they write, have become unemployed with no hope of being employed again. And this has struck the world. Anti-Semitism, assimilation, on the rise all over. South Africa has its own problems. And you meet Jews, they're depressed, they're held back, gloom, despair. In our times, this is even more important. But this is not the way how one is to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one must not say, well, times are difficult, we must wait for better times. As we brought the example from David HaMelech, no one had more difficult times than David HaMelech. Yet as long as a person is alive and he breathes and he's given the zechus to stand before the king, then we have been commanded how to come to the king with joy and with song and with gladness of heart. And if not, just as the Kohen who would bring the sacrifice as an onan on a day when he was depressed because he lost a close relative that day, it becomes possible. The sacrifice is rejected, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reject our mitzvahs and our avodah if we come to him in such a manner. And this is what the Gemara says in Sochim and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, a Gemara we've brought many times, it says we find that sometimes in the Tehillim it states Mizmor LeDavid. Sometimes in the Tehillim it states LeDavid Mizmor. Mizmor LeDavid means a song for David. Other times it says to David a song. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The Gemara says the difference is this, because Ein Hashchina Sheira Leimitei Hatzlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come to stay in the presence of a person if that person is demotivated. Lemitech atzfus, if that person is depressed. Lemitech schaik, if that person is full of empty nonsense. Lemitech kalis reish, lemitech dvarim betelim. If a person is inactive and unproductive, we see what kind of environment HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. Doesn't like depression. He doesn't like demotivation. He doesn't like emptiness or nonsense. But we take Dvar Simcha Shel Mitzvah Shel Avoda. But he likes when a person is full of simcha, of meaningful joy, meaningful gladness of the heart. That he likes. And therefore, when David HaMelech came to say Tehillim, to compose his great Tehillim, and many times David was down. How could he not be down with all of his sorrows? And he started to compose, and nothing happened. And he couldn't understand why. And then he realized, because the Shekhinah is far from him. You cannot come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a manner. The king rejects it, and he goes away. So David had to sing a song to raise his spirits. And then when he raised his spirits and he became Malei Simcha, full of joy, then he was able to compose to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Tehillim. And that's what is meant Mizmor LeDavid. First there was a song, and then there was David, who was able to compose the Tehillim. When it's written LeDavid Mizmor, no, then he was not depressed. He came full of simcha, and immediately LeDavid Mizmor, he was able to compose a song to Hashem. And the Gemara brings V'chein L'dvar Halacha. If a person wants to study Torah, it also has to be that way. If he comes down and sad and depressed, or if he comes with emptiness or nonsense and foolishness or demotivated, no. The Torah is the essence of Simcha, like we learned. That's the Torah that was given at Sinai. It was so full of Simcha, it's full of fire. And he won't come close to that Torah. So therefore, first he has to make himself full of joy. And then he will understand and come close to the Torah Hashem. And the Gemara brings an example. Ki od Rabba, when Rabba used to say a shir, so first he would say a milsa de bidichusa. First he would open the shir with a bit of humor. Ubat karabonan, and the Talmidim would laugh. Then he could start the shir. Then he would start the shir. Because he knew that to come to Torah, you can't come be down. Your spirits cannot be down. So first he must lift their spirits, and then he would come. Then they would come. The Gemara asked the Kasha, but you're not allowed to sit before your Rebbe laughing. State, you have to sit before your Rebbe like Klal Yisrael was at Sinai, with Amon, with Rodo, with a fear and trepidation. So he said that's why he would do it at the beginning of the shir. First he would say a good joke at the beginning of the shir, they would laugh, then he'd let them settle down, and then he would say the shir. And the Gemara brings from Elisha. The king asked Elisha, give me a prophecy Should I go to war? What will be? And at that time, Elisha was standing in the presence of the king, where together with the king was Arosho. And when Elisha looked at him, he became so angry. And then the king said, "Nu, give me your prophecy," and the prophecy wouldn't come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had gone away from Elisha. And Elisha couldn't understand. Then he realized. Because this Rosh made Elisha, and this was a good emotion. You see a Rosh, states a tzaddik becomes angry. Tzaddik must hate evil. He must become angry when he sees evil. And he had become angry and sad. This was the right emotion. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. So Elisha said, "I cannot give you the prophecy." So the king said, "Well, what must we do?" He said, "I'll tell you what. Kihuli Managin. Call in one of your musicians." Well, you Kanagin Managin. Today they would turn on the phonograph. Call in one of your musicians. And as the musician played music to Elisha, and he settled down, then Hoya Kenagin Abanagin Vati Alov Yad Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came back to him, and he was able to give the prophecy to the king. So what do we see? That even though a person must come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an aimer, with a fear and a trepidation, as a person stands before a great king, but that has to be a positive fear. See, a positive trepidation, because he sees who he's standing before. And at the same time, with a great joy and simcha that he has the schus, that he's allowed to stand before the Melech Malchei HaMelachim, the King of all kings. Our tzoris that we have is when we look down. But sometimes we must look up also. When we look up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's a different picture. And when a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the more he sees of it, the greater the simcha. As the Mesilas Yesharim brings from Shlema HaMelech, that Moshcheini, as the king, drew me into his inner chambers, and the more of his splendor that he showed me, Nogila v'nisma chaboch, the greater the gladness and the greater the simcha. So therefore, simcha is not to be limited to what we refer to as simchas. That's for sure a place for it. But in everyday life, in every hour and every minute, Rambam writes that a person who is a true servant of Hashem serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day of the, every minute of the day, because everything he does must be for the sake of the Almighty. Even when he sleeps, the Rambam says, he must sleep in order to be strong and healthy so he can serve the Almighty. Nimtso shahashino gamkein avaydihi, the Rambam says. Therefore, sleep also becomes part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And avoda has to be with gladness of heart. If not, then we have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tachas asher lo avarato, because you did not serve as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav merev kol, with rejoicing and gladness of heart from all that you had. Let us hope and pray that we will all be zeicher to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim, with a fear and a trepidation, but at the same time with simcha ubetub levov, and we will all be zeicher to see an ending to the tzoras of Klal Yisrael, Ashnas Chaim, a year of life with shalom and peace.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.